Are you a woman founder starting or building your business and it's time to get unstuck and get growing? How do you do the big things that you're dreaming of, build your business empire, and still keep from breaking your sanity and your bank balance? Yes, I said empire. We don't play small around here. You aren't starting a little business or creating a side hustle. You are building your business empire. And if you want it, we are going to help you go get it. This is the One Step Empire from She Corporated, and we're here every week to help you build your business and create freedom through success as an entrepreneur. This is the podcast for women founders who are building their dreams one step at a time. We aren't going to let you play small just because your budget might be. There are hundreds of ways you can create incredible impact in your business with the resources you have right now, and we're going to help you do that each and every week. Massive success in simple steps. That's what One Step Empire is all about. Hi, and welcome back to She Corporated One Step Empire podcast. Last week, we worked on part two of your brand identity, and we walked through choosing your colors and your typeface. So now you should have a fully designed logo with a variety of file types for various uses, three or four typefaces to use, and the colors chosen to represent your brand. If this is your first time tuning in, make sure you go back to episode one and start there, as every episode builds on the last and takes you step by step as you're going to build your empire. So this week, we're going to identify the North Star for your company to follow over the next few years by defining your mission statement and your vision statement. Now, sometimes those are used interchangeably, but they are not the same thing. So what's the difference between a mission statement and a vision statement? Well, a mission statement describes who your company is, why it exists, and who it serves. A vision statement, on the other hand, describes what your business will look like in 3, 5, or even 10 years. They should both be clear, concise, and inspiring, and no more than one or two sentences long. So here's an example of each for She Corporated. Our mission statement is to help new and aspiring female entrepreneurs achieve success in their business and create autonomy and freedom in their lives. Our vision statement is the following. Our vision is to become the top resource for women in business in North America with over 1 million members. So how do you write them for your business? Well, the vision statement is actually created from the mission statement. So let's start with the mission statement. A mission statement simply explains your company's purpose. So there's a simple formula in creating your mission statement that you can follow. You want to state, what do we do? How do we do it? Who do we do it for? And why do we do it? So I'll give you some example mission statements. Walgreens' mission is to be America's most loved pharmacy-led health, well-being, and beauty retailer. Starbucks' mission statement is to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. The mission of Southwest Airlines is dedication to the highest quality of customer service, delivered with a sense of warmth, friendliness, individual pride, and company spirit. So some tips for creating an effective mission statement for your company. Number one, keep it short and concise. Number two, think long-term. Number three, don't make it too limiting. And number four, you want to change and update it as needed. It's a living and breathing thing. Now, once you're clear on your mission, you can craft your vision statement to describe what your company will achieve and its goals in the next 3 to 5 years. A vision statement gives you direction, inspiration, and a long-term view beyond the day-to-day. Every business should have a vision statement, and it's important to share it with your whole team so everyone is headed in the same direction. So some sample vision statements would be, for example, Walmart. Their vision is to become the worldwide leader of all retailing. Procter & Gamble's vision statement is to be and be recognized as the best consumer products and services company in the world. Pfizer, their vision is to be the world's most valued company to patients, customers, colleagues, investors, business partners, and the communities where we work and live. And Starbucks' vision statement is to establish Starbucks as the most recognized and respected brand in the world. That is a big goal. And if you compare that to their mission statement, it was to inspire and nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, and one neighborhood at a time. So you can see what the difference is there. Now, tips for crafting your own vision statement. Well, number one, you want to project 5 or 10 years into the future when you're writing it. You want to use clear language, no generalities. You want to focus on success and make it inspirational. And number four, you want to align it with your mission statement, values, and company goals. Now, once you've got them written, where do you use them? Well, first of all, you want to record them in your brand identity kit that you laid out last week. The mission statement is your statement to the world about what your company stands for, and it can be used on your website, in your office, on marketing materials, and really anywhere you see fit. Generally, the vision statement is not shared outside the company like a mission statement would be, especially if it would give information to your competitors about your company's strategies and your long-term future plans. But they are both really important on getting clear on what your company stands for and what it hopes to achieve, and to help you communicate that with your staff, your customers, and your community. So that's your one step for this week. So get your notebook ready, get clear on your goals and your visions for your business, and get working on your mission and your vision statements. Now, next week, we're going to talk business plans and get yours out of your head and onto some paper. Now, don't be scared. Your business plan can be as little as one page, or it can be longer if you like, but it's really important to get the basics laid out, and we're going to help you do that. Now, please don't forget to rate and review this episode of this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. If you haven't done that yet, we really appreciate it. It's a huge help for a new series like this, and it's going to help other women who need help starting and scaling their businesses find us. So drop us a review and then hit us up at She Corporated on social, and we'll see you back here next week.
Thanks for hanging out with us and listening to the One Step Empire podcast. All the resources you need are found on our site, shecorporated.com. There are free downloads. The link to join our community of women entrepreneurs is there. All the show notes for every podcast episode, links to everything we've got going on, and the link to subscribe to the magazine for women founders, She Corporated Magazine. All of it can be found at shecorporated.com on the web. Make sure you follow us at She Corporated on Facebook or Instagram, and set aside some time this week to put into practice what you learned today on the podcast. Block some time on your calendar in the next 7 days and really commit to putting it into practice and not just on your to-do list, because massive action creates massive results. You can do this, and we're here to help.